Hye-yoon was my best friend until she got to be Mary in the Christmas play. I wanted to be Mary, not her.
Instead of being mad about that Christmas play, you should make peace with your friend. Happy Sunday and welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Back in the third grade, I wanted to be Joseph in the Christmas play. Instead, I had to be one of the shepherds, and my friend got to play Joseph instead of me. At first, I was so mad. I didn't talk to him for like a whole month, but eventually I made peace with him by asking him to forgive me, and I asked God to forgive me too. Making peace is exactly what the angels were talking about in Luke chapter 2 when they said, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace and goodwill toward men." Our story for today is called Peace and Goodwill. When she got home from school, Sybil collapsed into a chair so forcefully it scraped across the floor. "Sybil," said Mom, "be careful, you're going to leave marks." She sighed as Sybil's little sister started crying in the other room. "This house is like a war zone," she muttered. Sybil crossed her arms. "Who do you think got the part of Mary in the Christmas play?" she asked sarcastically. "Hye-yoon, of course. She's Mary, and I'm the narrator again." Dad looked up. "Isn't Hye-yoon your best friend?" he asked. Sybil made a face. "Was my best friend," she corrected. As 4-year-old Emmy helped Mom decorate cookies a little later, she practiced her part for the Christmas program. "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men." Then she asked, "Mommy, did Mary get baby clothes for Jesus at the Goodwill store?" Mom smiled. "No, honey, they didn't have Goodwill stores then. The word goodwill in that verse is talking about the love and favor God showed us by sending Jesus to save us from sin." "Mom," said Sybil, "when are Aunt Lynn and Uncle Ben coming?" Mom frowned. "They're not," she replied shortly. "Not coming?" cried Sybil. "Why not? It won't feel like Christmas without them." Mom didn't reply, and Sybil looked at her suspiciously. "We haven't seen them since Grandma's funeral. Are you still mad at Aunt Lynn about that picture album?" Mom wiped a fleck of frosting off her cheek and sighed. "I'd rather not discuss it." "You're mad at Aunt Lynn," said Emmy, "and Sybil's mad at Hye-yoon. I don't know who I'm mad at." She went back to practicing her lines. "On earth, peace, goodwill toward men." "On earth, peace, goodwill toward men," Mom repeated softly. "Jesus came into our world so we could have his peace and love in our lives, but we haven't been doing a great job of showing that peace and love, have we?" She picked up her phone. "I'm going to call Aunt Lynn. It's not too late to invite them to come for Christmas." Sybil smiled. "Really?" "Really," said Mom. "And maybe you should do the same with Hye-yoon." Sybil hesitated, then nodded. "Okay, maybe she can come over and help decorate these cookies." So how about you? Do you have bitter, angry feelings in your heart toward anyone? Is there a hurt relationship you need to make right? Jesus came to bring peace and goodwill on earth. He came to make us right with God so we could have his peace in our hearts and live in peace with others. If there are hard feelings between you and someone else, do what you can to mend the problem and bring peace. Our key verse for Sunday, 1 Thessalonians 5:13.
Be at peace among yourselves.
And our key thought for Sunday, live in peace with others.
Hey, Zach. How did God create the world?
So God was able to make the whole universe by speaking because he's able to do anything. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.